This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Wednesday evening, officials with the Atlanta-based National Black Arts Festival revealed this summer's programming for the annual event. The organization is restructuring amid a decline in revenue and donations over the last years. From the WABE newsroom, Rose Scott joins me now for more on the National Black Arts Festival. Rose, welcome in.
John, as always, my pleasure.
Now, you attended last night's event, so what will be different about this year's festival?
John, for the 25th anniversary of the National Black Arts Festival, it won't look like festivals of the past. According to Board Chair Sonia Haprin, it will be a summer-long celebration starting July 12th through September 28th.
So we start in July with some of our well-known signature programs. The Pan-African Film Festival returns to Atlanta with the National Black Arts Festival for 3 days of filmmakers' works from the U.S. and throughout the world. We've also got in July our book fairs, which we're doing every Saturday in the months of July and August. Another signature program that you've come to expect from us, of course, is our annual gala.
So, Rose, the events will be spread out over 3 months. What else can festival goers expect this summer?
Well, there will be some theater. There's a production called The Kink in My Hair.
The Kink in My Hair.
Absolutely. It's a stage reading. And it's set in a Caribbean hair salon in Toronto, of all places. The Kink in My Hair gives voice to 8 black women who will tell their stories in drumming, singing, and dance.
That sounds like great fun.
There's also something called First Glance, Fresh Perspectives from Young Artists. It's a teen arts competition and awards presentation. That's going to actually take place in September. Also, John, around town, there will be Funk Jazz Cafe, Diary of a Decade. It's an award-winning music documentary film, and that's written and directed by Jason Orr.
Given their financial changes of late, how have sponsorships been for the festival?
According to Board Chair Sonia Haprin, the donations and sponsorships have been on a steady increase since the announcement that the National Black Arts Festival was having some financial challenges. They have their usual sponsors in Coca-Cola and Georgia-Pacific, and I think Turner is also sponsoring some events. So while this organization still tries to regain its financial health, they are still depending on sponsors and donations.
And moving forward, even beyond this summer, how do you get the sense that the organization does plan to regain its financial health, its stability?
Like many arts organizations, not only here in Atlanta, but across the country, the National Black Arts Festival has had to reorganize. And that also includes they've added new board members. And they're also going to change how they do business, how they bring programming into the community, and not just during the summer. They've actually hired sort of a executive director in sense in the terms of consultants from the Kennedy Center. These consultants are coming in and will sort of take on the role as the executive director until the board actually hires an executive director, if that makes sense.
So all of this paving the way for the organization itself to eventually take the reins again.
This is what they want. I mean, the last few years have been a struggle for the National Black Arts Festival, not just financially, but also internally. They've gone through 2 executive directors within the last 3 years. They now have a new board chair. They have new board members as well. So it's a work in progress for them. And I believe they think that this is sort of the groundwork for keeping the National Black Arts Festival here in Atlanta and being able to sustain itself through the coming years.
Now, the Kennedy Center's involvement, is it going to involve branding in the festival or more behind the scenes?
I think more behind the scenes, John. This is new in terms of spreading these events out over the course of the summer. I mean, for the last 24 years, we've seen the National Black Arts Festival have 2 weeks of programming where this is really spread out over 3 months. And I asked the board chair, how will you keep the community engaged over these 3 months? Because as you know, there's a festival or something taking place every weekend in Atlanta throughout the summer.
Plus, this is 3 months is a long time to keep your momentum up from beginning to end.
Absolutely. And they contend that with the programming and the way that it's laid out, that it will engage the community and there will be enough participation. But the only way to effectively gauge that is to see what happens, to see the level of participation throughout these 3 months. So time will tell.
Rose Scott, thank you so very much for coming in.
John, as always, my pleasure.
You can find out more about the National Black Arts Festival at wabe.org/citycafe.